FM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israeli family members of hostages taken 4 months ago by Hamas joining a bipartisan group of American lawmakers and members of the Israeli Knesset at the U.S. Capitol today, all calling for their release. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The family members have been mentally tortured since that terrible day on the 7th.
Secretary of State Blinken working in the region to broker an agreement. A deal presented by Hamas was rejected today by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Senate Republicans couldn't get the votes they needed to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says that's not an indication of chaos within his ranks.
Last night was a setback, but democracy is messy. We live in a time of divided government. We have a razor-thin margin here, and every vote counts.
The U.S. military has now found one of its helicopters that presumably crashed east of San Diego. Five Marines were said to be on board, their conditions not yet known. This is ABC News. Last night's 2.6 magnitude tremor northeast of Oklahoma City is the latest in a series of recent earthquakes rattling the state.
The nearly unanimous consensus is that natural gas fracking and wastewater reinjection are to blame for the latest quakes. But the question
is this related to wastewater disposal that occurred last week? Is it related to wastewater disposal that occurred several years ago?
Dr. Jake Walter is Oklahoma State seismologist.
We don't necessarily know.
If natural gas exploration and recovery have reawakened dormant faults, the earthquakes could go on long after the wells have been capped. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The CDC has issued a food safety alert for cheeses, yogurts, and sour creams potentially linked to a listeria outbreak. Rizzo Lopez Foods has voluntarily recalled all the dairy products made at a California facility and sold under various brand names nationwide. The outbreak taking place across 11 states has left two people dead. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering letting prosecutors have more time to bring charges for serious crimes. For now, prosecutors have 1 year to bring an accused offender to court. A new bill would extend that to 3 years. Supporters say it can take longer than a year to match DNA evidence to a suspect. Opponents say the state should hire more crime lab workers to make the job faster. People starting new farms in Wisconsin are encouraged to consider leasing land instead of buying. Steve Okunik is with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He says leasing land is often easier for startups.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
Nationwide, the number of new farmers with less than 5 years of experience has gone up by 17%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks lose in Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost 114-106 to the Phoenix Suns. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points, but the team was shorthanded. Damian Lillard out with a sore ankle. Forward Chris Middleton left the game early with an ankle injury. Center Brooke Lopez out for personal reasons. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I thought we fought, hung in there. You knew at some point, you just felt at some point we wouldn't have enough offense on the floor.
Later, Rivers' press conference was interrupted.
Coach, I wanted to ask you too, like the Phoenix Suns, they kind of had some injury problems early in this season too, and they're looking a little bit fully more healthy now.
Fire line, we got to go, man.
I'm joking. Turns out it wasn't a fire, just an alarm on a battery. College hoops, the Badgers are in Michigan to play the Wolverines. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile. He spent the last four seasons with the Miami Dolphins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Play.
man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Spendy? Then these are for you.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting in February. The course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on your employment commitment and your employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab and long-term care. Reserve your spot before February 9th. For more details, register online on Indeed or reach out to the nurse's aide student via email, TawnyM, that's T-A-W-N-Y, TawnyM, at parkmanorwy.com or call 715-762-2449. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are increasing and so are the winds, becoming feisty out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will crank our high temperatures, though, into the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Rain rolls in by early tomorrow morning and lingers throughout the day tomorrow. Currently, it's 45.
This is the same bunch of songs in a row Wolfgang Rottweiler was listening to when he invented dogs. Jack FM doesn't have DJs. It's the DJs don't have Jack FM.
Jack FM.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
Hey, Jack, I heard you hate sarcasm. Yeah, right.
Jag FM had a nickel for every commercial we ran. Oh, wait, we do.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah. Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for four lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single silver unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with four lines all on the silver unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are increasing and so are the winds, becoming feisty out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. This will crank our high temperatures, though, into the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Rain rolls in by early tomorrow morning and lingers throughout the day tomorrow. Currently, it's 45.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM.
Is pronounced. Yeah.
Swatching.
FM's doppelganger is also playing what we want.
Thank you.
please stop asking to borrow Jack FM's truck.
Jack, you left this bunch of songs in my car and starting to stink.